This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two alleged foreign gang members will face charges in Colorado for allegedly directing burglaries and an abduction in Denver last year, according to a grand jury indictment. But first, authorities have to get them here. One of the men, Bronis Suarez, is already in prison in Colombia, and officials say they hope to extradite him to the United States. The second man is at large and is wanted nationally. They believe neither of the men from the gang Tren de Aragua have ever been in the United States, but they were steering crimes from abroad. U.S. Attorney Peter McNeely.
If we can take out the command and control elements of foreign terrorist organizations and cartels, we're more likely to actually disrupt the overall operations and dismantle the organization completely.
Most of those involved in committing the robberies and kidnapping last year have already been convicted and sentenced. Colorado adopted new rules last week to reduce pollution from landfills. Here's CPR climate reporter Ishan Thakur.
The state's Air Quality Control Commission voted to adopt new rules to reduce methane and other toxic pollution from municipal solid waste landfills. Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas and is emitted as food and other organic matter decays. The new rule requires companies to better monitor for methane leaks, adds requirements to capture the gas, and phases out openly burning it. The rule comes after more than a year of hearings and debate. It will apply to up to 32 landfills in the state. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
In Denver right now, it's around 76 degrees. In Colorado Springs, it's around 68 degrees and mostly sunny. In Vail, it's around 56. And in Grand Junction, around 62 degrees under clear skies. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.